council members. My name is Jim Coker. I'm the supervising project manager for the Office of Management Finance Facilities Services. This amendment is necessary for additional architectural and structural engineering services to redesign the baggage claim roof structure due to damaged roof joists discovered during repairing of the roof. While the construction company, Skyward Construction, was replacing the baggage claim roof in early December of last year, they discovered a number of cracked and damaged roof joists and found that one large skylight had sunken by up to 4 inches due to multiple joist failures. On December 12, 2006, Dean Kolb Engineers, the structural engineer on the project, issued a letter designating the roof a dangerous structure as designed by city code. We directed Dean Kolb Engineers through Architectural Resources Group to immediately begin redesigning the structure as an emergency, and the work is now complete. As council may recall, ordinance number 180773 was heard on February 21st of this year to increase the construction contract with Skyward Construction for this work. The need for this additional ordinance for architectural engineering services was identified in that previous ordinance. I'd be happy to answer any further questions.
So that I understand the roof structure at Union Station has been declared hazardous.
The just over the baggage claim roof, where we were working as part of this transportation enhancement grant project. When they pulled the roof sheathing off, and this was supposed to be a fairly small part of the work, we discovered that the structure was not designed to accommodate the loads that it had over the last over 100 years.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the roof, this part of the roof was done in the early 20s, so slightly less than 100 years.
So I'm assuming you've checked out all of the rafters in the entire structure, and that's not
applicable. We did not look throughout the rest of the building, no, because the rest of the building was done in a different time and is built a lot better than
okay.
The baggage claim roof was, and we can see that from walking around in the attic of Union Station. We could not really tell that from observing the baggage claim roof before construction. For a number of reasons, we did, you know, it was held in privately for many years. We did not have the as-built drawings for that. It had been built up many times over the years, so it was not apparent by observation that it had sunken the way it had. So it was only after we pulled off the sheathing that this became apparent, this problem became apparent.
Thank you. Any questions? Anybody signed up? This passes.
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
This passes the second reading. Item 378.
Adopt findings, authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding process to the Bureau of Purchases pursuant to ORS 279C-335 and City Code 5.34.870A and provide payment for construction of the Ed Benedict Park State Park Design Build Project.
Welcome.
Thank you, City Council. I'm Jeff Farrar. I'm the Director of the Bureau of Purchases, and I'll keep my remarks brief. Before you is a request to authorize an exemption from the competitive bidding requirements so that we can use the alternative contracting method as the design-build process. And part of the reasons why this is necessary to get an exemption is that under Oregon law, we're required to provide two findings, one of which is that it's unlikely to encourage favoritism or to substantially diminish competition, and that it will result in substantial cost savings to the city. And we have found that the previous skate parks really is an ideal candidate for the design-build process, where we get to hire a construction firm that has the design team built into it. They have primary oversight of it, and it provides the best method for the needs of the skateboarding community. And with that, I'll stop and have a representative from Parks here, too, to talk about the project itself. Any questions?
Well, Rod Wotanik with Portland Parks, project manager, landscape architect.
This project would follow off of the heels of Pier Park and Glen Haven Skate Park, where we've had a design-build contractor design and construct those facilities, and it's proved to be very popular and supported within the overall skate park community as well as the neighborhood associations. We believe that this project will just grow off of that success and further put Portland on the international map as a leader in accepting of this culture and this user group.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. Testimony?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
This passes to second reading, item 379. Thank you, gentlemen.
379. Authorize 5 consecutive years of on-call services for updates in reports and other customizations as required to the Kanta utility software.
Do we have anybody here?
Is it second?
Second reading only. Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Passes. Item 380.
Authorize application to the Oregon Department of Transportation and Oregon Department of Land Conservation and Development for several transportation and growth management program grants in an amount up to $1,238,000.
We have folks here available if you have any questions as the authorizes our application to get money.
Any questions?
An amendment to this? You have an amendment to this?
I have an amendment to this. I do.
You do.
I'd like to move this amendment.
I hear a second.
Yep. Second.
We'll call on the amendment. When you're ahead, just wait.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Any discussion on the ordinance? If not, roll call, please. As it goes to second reading. Okay. Moves to second reading. Thank you.
Thanks.
Item 382.
Support the creation of the Quality Rental Housing Work Group to explore the issue of environmental health and substandard housing conditions that threaten the health and safety of low-income tenants and develop corresponding policy and program recommendations.
Any presentation? Any questions of the council? If not, roll call.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Passes. We're adjourned till 2 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry. We moved those over. Yeah. All about it.